When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, March 4th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russian troops moved into a Ukrainian nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe, where earlier a fire broke out after Russians shelled the site. Ukrainian officials said that none of the plant's reactors were affected by the blaze, which was extinguished, and that there was no radiation leak. Russian forces have been stepping up attacks in southern Ukraine as they shift to more indiscriminate tactics after meeting strong resistance, including around the capital, Kyiv. On Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans passed a bill aimed at ending the government's COVID-19 emergency declaration. The lawmakers are seeking to terminate the Biden administration's ability to activate special executive powers that have been used to suspend student loan payment deadlines, among other measures. The bill is unlikely to get a vote in the Democratic-controlled House. We're exclusively reporting that Amazon has started the clock for the Federal Trade Commission to decide on whether to allow its proposed $6.5 billion deal for the MGM Studios. Sources say a mid-March deadline was set after Amazon certified to the FTC that it had provided all the information requested by antitrust investigators. If the FTC doesn't file a legal challenge by the deadline, Amazon could be free to complete the purchase, though the agency could still challenge the deal after it closes. Markets in Asia ended lower and European shares fell in early trading. And in the U.S., it's Jobs Friday. The Labor Department is scheduled to report February employment numbers this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.